1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House has withdrawn Dave Weldon's nomination for CDC director. More from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
A White House official told us it was clear he didn't have the votes in the Senate. He was supposed to appear this morning at a hearing in front of the Senate Health Committee. And right before that, they canceled the hearing.
Weldon has questioned the safety of some vaccines. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are not enough votes for the House bill to avert a government shutdown this weekend. Here's Majority Leader John Thune.
You know, I'd like to suggest the Democrat leader that if he has problems with the current situation, maybe, just maybe, he should have funded the government when he was in charge.
A Connecticut woman allegedly kept her 32-year-old son locked up in their home for more than two decades. Waterbury Police Chief Fred Spagnuolo.
When I read about it and talk to the investigators and overlook the interviews, it was worse than the conditions of a jail cell.
The man is only 68 pounds. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person involved in the Marathon County meth and cocaine trafficking organization was sentenced yesterday. 43-year-old Edwin Lewis was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison for conspiring to possess and distribute cocaine and methamphetamine. This multi-year investigation found Lewis was identified as a large quantity source of supply for the organization, with bulk shipments mailed to locations in Wisconsin in 2021 and 2022, including two 11-pound packages of meth. Eight other people were also charged in connection with this drug trafficking organization. One more person will be sentenced in the coming months. In addition to the 12 years in federal prison, Lewis will face 5 years of supervised release. Trump administration layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. Our meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman say any pullback could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at these agencies. The numbers to be let go at the NWS and NOAA remain unclear.
A new bill seeking co-sponsorship among state lawmakers would eliminate daylight savings time in Wisconsin. Representative Nate Gustafson from Fox Crossing and Senator Rachel Cabell Gravera in Appleton said this bill seeks to establish a consistent standard time throughout the year. It promotes public health, safety, and economic stability. This, however, would keep sunrises and sunsets earlier, meaning in the middle of July, the sun would shine in our windows at 4 a.m., and the latest it would be out at night would be 7:30. Outdoor enthusiasts and people with 9-to-5 jobs will ultimately see less sunlight after work in the warm winter months. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Rain through Saturday, with rain changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. It's going to be windy with the system, too. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, our high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance. transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Kelvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Thursday, March 13th. As of today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.18, same as yesterday. And the average price of eggs, a dozen large eggs in Wisconsin, $6.24, also the same price as it was yesterday.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
We have a jam-packed show for you. Thursday is a really busy show. Yeah. Jim Santel now joining us for our weekly segment. Jim Santel, our friend and colleague from Amicus, a law review, is going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. The Trump administration was going after a law firm that represented clients, apparently, he didn't like.
Huh.
I didn't know that was legal.
I didn't know retaliation of personal enemies was part of the president's.
I thought it was we could speak out against the government, and that was part of our right as American citizens.
What do they call it? Oh, yeah. Freedom.
A First Amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jim Santel will be joining us to talk about that and many other things. By the way, if you ever have a question for Jim, you can always send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us. And I really encourage you to listen to his shows on Saturday across the network, 9 to 11, Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Next hour, Brittany Merlot will be here with a little weather and wine. We had some crazy weather coming over the next few days and through the weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah.
We get a little bit of everything.
Grand.
Yay. J.R. Radcliffe will be here, the Journal Sentinel sports guru, to talk all things sports. And we will wrap it up at the very end of the show around 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Keeping It Snappy edition.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So stick around for that. Did want to start off, though. Did you watch the Supreme Court debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel? 855-752-4842. Did you watch last night's Supreme Court debates? And curious if you did, what are your takeaways? I saw something this morning that just kind of jumped out at me. There's a far-right publication in Wisconsin weighing in on the debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel.
Hard-hitting news from them, talking about the big topics, the subject that really concern Wisconsin and all of our citizens. I know what you're talking about, Jane. Tell them what they were talking about.
This searing criticism from this publication this morning. Here it is. Did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she really didn't come across very warm or likable.
I'm not laughing at that, by the way. I'm laughing at you right now, Jane.
You know, she'd be so pretty if she only smiled, Greg. She'd be so, you know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled.
Oh, thank you.
No, not you.
Oh. Well.
That's pretty much to women. Yeah. You know, women should be smiley. And does it... concern you that Susan Crawford didn't smile enough last night? Is that because I know when I look to a Supreme Court justice, I want to make sure they're smiley. That is the first thing I look for when it comes to deciding important cases is, were they smiling when they heard these arguments?
Is she showing those pearly whites? She should like.
She doesn't look smiling.
Do I want to hang out with her and drink some wine and talk about sex?
855-752-4842. I assume Brad Schimmel was smiley enough
the whole time
for this publication.
No,
because
Jane.
I didn't see any criticism of him not smiling.
Man can't smile, Jane.
Oh, manly men don't smile?
Man serious. Man must make justice.
So that's okay.
Absolutely. In fact, if he smile, he might be lady or the gay.
Oh, we don't want that.
No.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to wonder if she didn't, at least in the mind of this organization, if she didn't do well. If that's the one thing they're taking away from last night is that she didn't smile enough. If that's your searing critique of the debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, I get the feeling that you must feel she did pretty well.
I mean, the problem, not the problem, but what I've heard is that she did it. She was prepared. She spoke on the issues. Brad Schimmel did not. When asked if there was a case that he like a case that his supporters don't like his ruling on, he's like, I can't remember a one like that. He can't remember things.
And no.
then afterwards, Judge Crawford stayed behind to talk to the press and answered questions on her campaign and on her record. Brad Schimmel left. He didn't do the same. He didn't want to be bothered by the press.
He didn't stay for questions.
He was too busy. He was too busy, like just, you know, being justice man.
Interesting.
Manly man. I don't know. I'm a man, some would argue. I just can't believe that. I mean, I know why they did this. They did this because they want to get the reaction. We're giving them what they want. We're not calling them out by name because we're not going to do that for them. But she didn't smile. She
ow. Yeah. Ooh. Oh. Stab me through the heart, man.
And when I wake up in the morning, there's a ton of things I think about before that. Like, I woke up, realized that was what you woke up realizing.
Well, they got to come up with something.
Yeah.
During what the debates, one of the moderators on WISN, Jerron Jordan, asked, and this is a reasonable question, why should voters trust or believe either one of you when they claim to be impartial? Brad Schimmel says he doesn't control the money outside groups have pumped into the race. Crawford says she has never promised anything to donors. On the flip side, Brad Schimmel now, he's got big flyers out that say it.
Yep.
He will support the Trump agenda.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was part of the job of being a Supreme Court state justice.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like that's new. That seems new to me.
Yeah. And right now, as it stands, when it comes to the money issue, Schimmel said that it's much more dangerous who is funding Judge Crawford.
But not him. Well, he's Elon's guy.
And Elon has spent nearly $3 million on his PACs for Brad Schimmel. You know, but old George Soros comes up. Oh, no.
Well, and we talked about this before the show, and we're both pretty straightforward about the fact that we don't think any of these rich people should be able to do this.
No. No.
Citizens United was a terrible decision, and we pay for it every single day.
Yes.
But in my estimation, because George Soros comes up all the time, George Soros makes a donation, the Elines make a donation, they cancel each other out.
Essentially, yes.
Elon is his own animal. There is no Democratic equivalent of Elon Musk buying a Supreme Court seat in the Wisconsin State Court.
Yeah.
He's alone in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Schimmel is Elon's pick. Please don't take anything else away from this. Brad Schimmel is Elon's pick. Elon might have a case going before the Wisconsin Supreme Court involving his dealerships here in the state.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have something coming up before the highest court in the state, you want to make sure your guy's on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an investment.
And I don't for a minute think when it comes to the topics, I don't believe, I mean, there are a ton of things for me that bother me about Brad Schimmel, and the money is just one of them. You know, I don't believe him when he says he's going to listen to the people when it comes to issues about abortion. I don't believe that for a second. I think he's nothing more than a Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett, where they're saying, let the people decide. Let the people have spoken. Well, no, you would be the person deciding this. You would be the person banging your gavel and stripping people of their rights fundamentally back to the 19th century.
Let's go back to the 1800s. Things were so good back then.
His words exactly. What is flawed in the 1849 abortion?
No, there is nothing flawed.
No, what is flawed?
Yeah, there are no flaws, according to Brad Schimmel. Yeah. 1849, you guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about last night's debate between Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford and Elon's guy, Brad Schimmel. Several times, Judge Crawford accused Schimmel of saying different things to broader audiences than to groups made up of his absolute supporters, and he has.
Yep.
She called attention to reporting by the Washington Post. Schimmel said that Donald Trump was screwed over by the Supreme Court when it came to the 2020 election. Another reminder, Brian Hagedorn, a conservative, is the only reason that we didn't toss out the results of that election. He sided with the liberal justices that it was a free and fair. They did two recounts.
And Robin Voss, who spent our money trying to look for flaws in the election, came out and said this was a free and fair and safe election. You go back to listen to when Brad Schimmel is talking to Upfront, when Brad Schimmel is talking to the local networks, he is cool, calm, collected, and very reasonable.
He seems moderate.
He seems level-headed. But you listen to him on those conservative shows, his real stripes come out, and those stripes match the stripes of people like Elon Musk, who is spending big money on him.
Big money.
And knows no matter what Brad Schimmel says. He says he's not for sale. He's not for sale because he has sold.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
Oh, Brad Schimmel sold. I just imagine that name tag from The Price is Right. It says Brad sold as is.
Wisconsin Examiner also reported that Brad Schimmel told a group of canvassers, again, small private groups, not the general public, not his ads that are going out and airing everywhere.
Yeah.
He told a group of canvassers he would be a support network for Trump. That doesn't seem impartial to me.
That doesn't seem impartial. Not one bit.
I didn't think that was his job as a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
And you just made a perfect example, and examples can be made with Amy Coney Barrett and with John Roberts. Putting aside political beliefs and ideologies to go for what is important here, and that is justice, the right decision. You put aside your own biases to issue the correct response. And someone like Justice Hagedorn should be lauded for that, because it would have been easy for him to say, nope, we're done.
Yep, absolutely. Did you watch the debate last night? We'd love to hear your impressions. 855-752-4842. We will be right back. I'll work on my smiling. Got to be smiley. I don't want you to go home at the end of the show and say, oh, she just didn't smile enough. It wasn't a very good show. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Date night is coming up. Where should we go that isn't the same old thing?
Hola, mi amore. Any thoughts for our next date night?
I found a hidden gem in Stratford called the Little Corner Bar and Grill.
Sounds good. Tell me more.
We could go Saturday and get a famous steak or lobster, a giant T-bone, and I know how much you love a good steak.
The Little Corner Bar and Grill, located next to Buccaneers on County Road M, Stratford.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time. Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got basketball action tonight. Men's hoops, Wisconsin at Northwestern. The broadcast begins today at 12:30. You can listen on WLAK 107.5 and 1260 AM in Amory. WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, at Northwestern men's basketball today. The broadcast begins at 12:30. Right before the break, we were talking about last night's debate, only debate, before the election on April 1st. We are, what, 2.5 weeks away?
Two and a half weeks away.
Did you watch the debate last night? I'd love to hear your impressions. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As we pointed out at the beginning of the show, there is a right-wing publication in Wisconsin on Twitter this morning. Their big takeaway, did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she didn't come across very warm or likable. As a woman, there is nothing I love hearing more than, you should smile more. You know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled.
People would like you more if you smiled.
Yeah, you'd be so much more effective as a justice if only you, if you just smiled a little bit.
I'm pretty sure that John Jay, who was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, one of the things they've said about him is brilliant mind, dedicated to justice, great teeth.
Great.
Saw him all the time.
Nice pearlies.
Nothing but pearly whites all the time because that man was a smiling machine.
Well, and that's the most important thing.
Of course.
When you're considering, you know, someone going on Wisconsin Supreme Court, they better have a nice smile.
All my surgeons who ever worked on this body right here, this face.
Yeah.
Smilers.
Smiling. 855-752-4842. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. What was your takeaway from last night's debate?
Well, first of all, I'm smiling. Second of all, as far as the debate, we could say this emphatically. Shifty Schimmel wasn't smiling.
No.
I just noticed that, too. But here's what's really interesting about last night. This is really going to be a barometer, thermometer, whatever you want to call it. Has America, has Wisconsin had enough of Trump? Because if they have, she will win. If they want more beatings, want the beatings to continue, Schimmelwolf with. I really think this is going to be more interesting than Trump even winning the presidency. Because the implication for that Wisconsin is going to send throughout the country is either going to be very positive or very negative.
That's a great point, Bill. It's a really important race. Good heavens. There's an article about Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin, the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Oh, Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal, Mother Jones. I mean, we have a lot of eyes on Wisconsin, as we always do, but this is a big race, and you're right. It's kind of a referendum.
It's a commentary on the Musk-Trump agenda so far as in the first quarter of, before the first 100 days, I believe, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're seeing all sorts of stuff come out of the White House about just people not getting along. And I mean, the stock market is, I mean, the Treasury Secretary said, oh, this isn't a big deal.
Fine.
3 weeks of tumbling stocks.
It's all good.
And I mean, do you want that kind of uncertainty coming to any sort of elected positions here in Wisconsin? Do you want that kind of uncertainty on the Wisconsin Supreme Court bench? Do you want a guy who has said his job is to uphold the Trump agenda?
To support the Trump administration. Brad Schimmel has said that out loud.
Yeah.
While not smiling.
When Justice Janet was elected, she was elected handily. A huge 12-point win. I cannot believe for one moment that every single person who voted for Justice Janet was a Democrat. Or an independent.
I agree with you.
I think there were Republicans in there who were saying, nope, this is a bridge too far. This is a seat too important. We need to make sure that we as Wisconsin are protected with good minds making up good decisions for us. And I think the same can be said for Judge Susan, is that we will have a mind at work here doing the good work for the people versus Brad Schimmel, who is bought and sold.
We talked about this yesterday. Is that the role of a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support the presidential administration?
Jane, you know it'd be amazing if we had someone who was coming up soon on the show where we could ask that question to.
Like an actual lawyer?
Like a lawyer. Not just a lawyer. A lawyer who used to work for the U.S. government.
If only we knew some. Oh, wait, we do.
We do.
We do. We are lawyer adjacent. Yes. Jim Sentell, who is a lawyer.
A darn good one, too.
He's a darn good attorney. He's going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. Give us a little perspective on that. I don't know. We'll have to ask about I would like to get his opinion on smiling and how important that is when, arguing cases in front of a court. Well, I'm sure it's really important.
That's an L1, the first year of law school.
Smiling.
Yeah,
there's a whole chapter on that.
There's torts and smiling. And you better learn. You better bring that smile.
You can practice.
I just wish we had a little ting. You aren't loving whatever's coming over the text line.
There's only so much time, and we're just about out of time. Thank you so much for everyone weighing in. We can't share everything that comes across, unfortunately, all
some
the time.
Some
of it's not appropriate. We have news coming up next, and then we will come back with the always appropriate Jim Sentell, host of Amicus, a law review on Civic Media Saturday mornings from 9 to 11, so stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Very Smiley Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back.
Say you're on your way down when God gave you style and gave you grace and put a smile upon your face.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you still want to ski this season, you have one more month up in Wausau. Brittany Merlot has the details.
With the warm weather looming, there are still some fun events taking place on the Big Hill. Pond Skim is Saturday the 29th. Competitors must be dressed in some sort of costume, wild outfit, and helmets are required to try your luck skiing across an icy cold lake. Making it across the pond not only gives you glory, but it also could win you a 2025-2026 season pass. And the cardboard sled races are Saturday, April 8th. This year's theme is the Armed Forces. Inspiring people to get creative with their cardboard sled designs, you can only use cardboard, paint, zip ties, and duct tape. You should see what some of these competitors craft. They're unique sled masterpieces.
With millions being spent on advertising in Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, are voters any better informed? Joanne Krulatz has the story.
UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says much of the advertising in the race between Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel has little to do with the actual job of a state Supreme Court justice.
Many of the ads are about crime, records on criminal justice, toughness on crime, associations with police or law enforcement, not very indicative of the kinds of things they'll actually address on the court.
Burden says ads to help voters to understand the candidates' allegiances.
One of the things I think ads do that is helpful is showing the allegiances of the candidates to groups and causes. Things they've been entangled up in the past or have a connection to. That's indicative of their probably judicial philosophy and how they think about cases.
Schimmel and Crawford participated in their first and only debate of the campaign last night. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Very spring-like today, with mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures rising to the low 60s. But clouds start building in and chances for showers and storms spark up in the morning. During the day, highs will hit 70 degrees, winds will be whipping, and strong to severe storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll discuss the Supreme Court debate and also a blood moon rising. We'll give you the details. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck. Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He joins us now every Thursday at this time. Our friend and colleague. He has a great show Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 across the network called Amicus, a law review, former U.S. attorney and an acting attorney. Jim Santel is here. Good morning. And you're smiling, Jim. It's so important. I only go to lawyers who smile.
Absolutely. That is the principal credential that all of your listeners should look at. If they're smiling at you, even though you're there plainly to address some issue of challenge, maybe even great tragedy, let's be sure that we're smiling. And again, the commentary on this shifts what we should be talking about, as you and Greg have just noted.
Well, we're going to get into that. But the reason we're referencing this, and I'm having probably way too much fun with this, there is a far right publication on social media this morning. Their big takeaway from last night's debate between Judge Susan Crawford and Elon's pick Brad Schimmel, and I quote, "Did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she didn't come across very warm or likable." I tell you, Jim, I love it when some stranger tells me, you know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled more. That's just, it's so life affirming.
Right. And in addition to being misogynist, sexist, discriminatory, all those other things, it's good to know that that's where the campaign is. Also note in the category of footnotes to this that the Crawford campaign about a week or so ago did file a complaint indicating that the Schimmel campaign, in the course of a video, a televised ad, actually altered her smiling face to make it look like a frown. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, here's the quote from the campaign, the Schimmel campaign, saying, they acknowledged they did this.
Oh,
they
acknowledged after they got caught.
Right. But they said it would be disrespectful to the victim. This was about a case that Judge Crawford handled, but already been traumatized by the mistake that led to the release, to show Crawford smiling when she should be feeling ashamed. Wow. High marks for gymnastics in trying to explain your being caught. And it's so very sad.
It really is tragic. It really is. This is deadly serious. It genuinely is. And whoever gets on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to rule on things that affect our daily lives here in Wisconsin. I'm curious, Jim, Brad Schimmel very proudly now out with these great big mailers that must have cost a lot of money. Thank goodness he's got Elon backing him. That essentially says, I am here to support the Trump agenda. Put me on the Wisconsin Supreme Court so I can enact the Trump agenda. I didn't think judges and were supposed to do that.
They're not supposed to do that. And let's start with your good point, Jane, which is, even though we moved far beyond this, this is supposed to be a nonpartisan election. There was a time in our lifetimes, the time in Greg's lifetime, maybe not in Calvin's, but in virtually everyone else's lifetime, when these things, these kinds of things, these political statements and promotions would get you in big trouble, and they don't anymore. As for these flyers that, yes, are showing up on my door on a regular basis, in addition to the notion that we do not, even in this time of partisan politics for a Supreme Court race, we cannot be promoting any candidacy based upon overtly political agendas. And aside from that, take a look at this one. Again, I've spoken about this in the past. President Trump is winning for our country. Vote for Brad Schimmel, and therefore you will be promoting advancing the Trump agenda. Now, Judge Schimmel, former Attorney General Schimmel, you know better than this. You know that that's not only wrong in terms of basic what you do, but it's wrong in terms of civics. Look at what he's telling people, relying upon presumably their lack of information, that he will secure borders, he'll make safer cities, and ensure sensible spending. None of those things, except in the most tangential way, is ever on the docket of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And this is what's so upsetting, Jane and Greg, and that is that in addition to, again, it's partisan, but it's also telling the voter from Brad Schimmel, I think you're stupid. I think that I can rely upon the fact that you do not know what the Supreme Court does, and therefore I'm simply going to appeal to your kind of very visceral sense that yes, he can be there promoting Donald Trump on the bench in Madison. It is civics 101 that he's wrong, and it's cynical and should in and of itself be disqualifying for his candidacy.
Jim, and just briefly, I'm curious, what kinds of cases come up before a state Supreme Court?
Absolutely. Again, this is the point. The great majority of them, we know about some of the big one, right? Voting issues recently, all kinds of things. Those are a very small percentage of what the Wisconsin Supreme Court does. Not at all to indicate that the docket is boring. That's not the message here. But an awful lot of things related to contracts and business and real estate and the interpretation of laws that, frankly, most people don't need to know about. Yes, there are also cases involving matters coming up from the lower courts, plainly, the circuit courts, the appeals courts, family law, children's matters. Criminal cases every so often come up. We do not hear about the great majority of them because they're addressing some specific legal issues that are not at all partisan in nature. They're not at all political. There are still disagreements. But again, the great majority of the cases before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, even the lower courts, are just not political. And let me assure you, regardless of whatever side of the political aisle you may be on, they're not addressing things like securing the border, the southern border. That's a federal issue in the Constitution. Safer cities, those are things for village presidents and municipal mayors, those
right.
kinds of things.
Right.
Spending, that's legislature, that's a county executive and a county board. The Supreme Court just doesn't do those things.
One thing, though, if I understand correctly, one thing that can come up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court are issues related to, say, business. And
yes,
if
absolutely.
Someone has a particular business that wants a particular license that they're unable to get for whatever reason, you would take something like that and work its way up to the state Supreme Court. Say if I had, I don't know, like a car dealership or something.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And all kinds of things like that come up through the administrative process. You can appeal from the administrative process into our courts, could get up to the Supreme Court. And it is a reflection of the kinds of nuts and bolts things that a Supreme Court, even the lower courts, do on a regular basis. Licensing issues, permitting issues, as I said before, real estate, property, sometimes divorce issues, things that are very much, again, I think most of your listeners do find these things interesting because they are intellectually engaged, but they don't make the headlines because they're not of the partisan nature that sometimes animates those headlines.
One of the things we heard in the past year and a half was, especially when it came to the review of the legislative maps, was that Justice Janet needs to recuse herself immediately. She needs to recuse herself immediately. She said they were rigged, so therefore she needs to recuse herself. Well, based on all of these statements coming out of Brad Schimmel's past, whether it's abortion, whether it's voting, whether it's – he would have to recuse himself for almost any big cases coming through because he has made – he has given his personal decision on what he believes should happen with these cases, whether it's abortion, whether it's maps. He has said, I don't see January 6th coming up in front of them, but like he's given his opinion on January 6th. He's given his opinion on the 2020 election. So it almost seems like he's made himself, if by their standards who are yelling at Justice Janet, he should be recusing himself on almost a weekly basis then.
Absolutely. And you list some of those things, Greg, that are out there. Plainly, we should all be moaning the fact that somehow this is now just a part of our regular practice. It wasn't that way. I'm looking once again at one of the flyers, and he is talking about believing Wisconsin voters should determine abortion. Again, you know, that is a written statement of his. We can, and here's what he can do. And this is the reason why it's so sad that we've got these flyers and these advertisements out there. How about some promotion that say, I am a judge who will interpret the law according to the legislative intent. I am a judge who will ensure that due process is afforded every single litigant in our Wisconsin system. I am a judge, I'm a justice who will ensure that when it comes to interpreting the Constitution, I will apply contemporary standards, but also be respectful to history. All those kinds of things. There's a huge number of things you can, in fact, advocate about. and describe yourself as instead of all of this political pablum. And that's the problem.
I think the reason why a Canada can't say that is because I believe that voters nowadays don't want to read that. They want to read, my biases will be confirmed. The things I like will be here, and the things I don't like will be gone. I don't want someone who's going to think. I want someone who will do. Doing is better than thinking.
If you're just joining us, Jim Santel is our guest, former U.S. attorney, currently an acting attorney, and host of Amicus, a law review Saturdays across the network from 9 until 11, talking about last night's debate between Judge Susan Crawford and Elon's pick, Brad Schimmel, also last night. And Brad Schimmel has said this repeatedly, that he thinks that voters should decide the abortion issue. Should this man not be aware that we don't decide things like that in Wisconsin? There is no vehicle for state voters to do that. We don't have the referendum system in order to do that, right?
We do not. And perhaps he's thinking about other states who do, in fact. We've seen that around the country. Wisconsin is not one of them. How does that come about? That was, a procedural decision a long time ago that we do not have that mechanism. It is a concern, once again, that somehow Judge Schimmel is so cynical that he believes that just by saying that, he will therefore prompt people to think, in fact, that's what he will accomplish, when in fact, not only can't he do that, he doesn't have the authority to do it.
And that's
it is cynicism unbound.
And that's one of the things that, you know, he's playing on people's possible ignorance of the process, too, because he might say, let's let the people decide. That sounds great. And then like, we don't get to decide. He said the judge said we get to decide what happened. And that's another problem, too, because then you have to do a process story and you have to educate people on how the things happen. And then it's like, are you even listening to us at this point?
It becomes very, very wonky, which I think we like wonky, right? Wonky is intellectual. Wonky is in the weeds. Wonky is understanding what's going on. And sometimes it does require more than just a flyer that has our current president's face on the top of it, saying that you will indeed get Donald Trump in the Wisconsin Supreme Court by voting for Brad Schimmel. It requires some sophistication and some specificity that we need to bring back into all these campaigns. And again, to the extent that the voters out there in Wisconsin and other places, I think they're okay with that. I realize we've got a lot of things going on. These are important things. Before you go into the polling place, spend some time figuring out what the reality is and what the civics of all of this really can support.
And I would really encourage you to check out the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They recently had an article on both Judge Crawford and on Brad Schimmel. If you feel you don't know enough about them, there are avenues for you to check that out. Mm-hmm. We can include those articles in today's show notes. If you've never checked it out before, after the show is over, Greg puts up our podcasts and then includes show notes that include articles to things that we've talked about. If you would like to find out more, people are busy. We understand people are busy and you have a life and you don't have time for all of this. Yeah. That's why we try to help break things down a little bit and make it a little bit more digestible for us too.
And you can also be smiling while you're reading through all of that, right?
It's so important to smile, Jim.
I was going
to
ask, on one of those door hangers, is President Trump even smiling?
No. It's a grimace.
He'd be so much more effective if he was smiling. That's really a shame. We're going to continue our conversation with Jim Santel from Amicus, a law review. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, we will wrap up the show as we always do with a segment called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Let's Get Snappy edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. We are joined every week now at this time by our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel is here. We were talking about last night's Supreme Court debate between Judge Susan Crawford and former Attorney General and Elon Musk picked Brad Schimmel. We're going to move on, Jim, to something that has kind of been under the radar, but I do think it's really important that people understand what's going on. President Trump signed an executive order a couple of weeks back stripping lawyers at a firm called Perkins Coie of their security clearance and access to government buildings, essentially because he didn't like the clients they represented, right?
That's right. And one of those clients, by the way, was a person named Hillary Clinton. She used to be a presidential candidate. She was our Secretary of State, a senator from New York, and happened to be the first lady, among other wonderful things that she has done in her career. Perkins Coie does represent a lot of individual campaign folks, and also takes positions when these things comes forward. Nothing wrong with that. That's what private law firms do all the time. They have clients who pay them to represent them in court. That is the American way. We've been doing that for 240 years. And so Donald Trump comes along, and once again, in perpetuation of his view that I'm going to be your retribution,
right,
which he said during the campaign. Now I'm going to go after some of the law firms. We've gone after the media. We've gone after many other people. Let's go after federal employees who aren't doing any work. Let's now go after law firms. Let's go after the lawyers. Again, this is sort of Shakespearean. First thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers, which again is not a lawyer joke. It's an invocation of the notion that lawyers keep us all honest. Thankfully, we also have a federal district court judge. And this is the other great news, Jane and Greg, that we've been talking about recently. We've got a judge named Beryl Howell. We have seen her a lot in many of these big cases, including some of the January 6th cases. She issues a temporary restraining order, says, no, Mr. President. Like all those other federal judges, we're approaching 50 now, who said, you can't do these things, Mr. President. And she says, you can't stop them from coming into federal buildings. You can't subject the firm's contracts with federal contractors to review. All those things are in violation of the First Amendment. And along the way, she says that she talks about how this is a different constitution. She criticizes Donald Trump, saying that it sends little chills down my spine that the Trump administration claimed it has the executive power to label people as threats and bar them from engaging with the government. She noted that many of the lawyers who worked in the Trump-related cases have since departed the firm, and the language, again, was overtly broad in targeting the firm. And indeed, the firm has come forward and said, we've got clients who are now leaving us. We've got clients who are now afraid by the intimidation of a president of the United States of America. This is a violation of the First Amendment, commercial rights, all kinds of things of the highest order. She'll have another hearing coming up next week. She will almost certainly make this a permanent injunction. It'll go up to the Court of Appeals, maybe to the Supreme Court. The issue which we always are concerned about is, will Donald Trump follow the law? And we have a judge saying, you can't do this. Well, or will he instead, as he's done in the past, say, I don't care?
Yeah.
And that's once again when we get the constitutional crisis.
Jim, isn't something like this the thing that sets the U.S. apart from so many other countries? We are able to hire legal representation and say, I don't like this thing the government did or is going to do to me, and I have the right to challenge that. What the Trump administration is saying, I don't want to hear any criticisms against my administration, and you don't have that legal recourse anymore.
And I will shut you down if I think you're going down that road. That should send chills up everyone's back, right?
Yes.
And Jane, you've got it just right. These things are not just in law school. Oh, they are. They're implicit and explicit every single day in law schools around the country. But we've got to recognize, I appreciate a good lawyer joke as much as anybody else does, and smiling through all those genuinely. But the reality is that it's precisely what you said, Jane. If I've got a reason to believe that I have been damaged in some way, a civil right has been trampled upon, I've got a property interest, something related to my family, my children, contracts, the commercial things that you talked about before. Our approach in this country is you can go into courts, they're open. And most often, and this is a big issue in America, of course, I go to lawyers. Why? Because they know the system and they can represent me well. It's kind of like saying I'll do my own surgery. You wouldn't do that in the medical area, right? So you go into court with someone who knows something about it. And indeed, we have said when it comes to criminal cases that you've got a constitutional right to an attorney. And there are an awful lot of people out there, including the state of Wisconsin, who are advocating now for something that is a next big and important step. It takes a lot of resources, but it's also the notion that maybe you've got a constitutional right to civil representation as well. That's a bit more controversial, but it underscores the fundamental notion that lawyers, again, in confidence with you, can figure out whether you've got a claim, can file a lawsuit, and can represent you, are obliged to represent you as aggressively as they possibly can. That's our system.
Jim Santel hosts Amicus, a law review every Saturday morning across the network from 9 to 11. Check it out. It is a great show. Thank you so much, Jim. Really appreciate it. Keep smiling. Oh, wait, you don't have to. You're a man. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a live interview with candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Brittany Kinzer, on why she's challenging incumbent Jill Underley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hi, Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration's withdrawn the nomination of Dave Weldon to head the CDC on the morning of his confirmation hearing. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi says support for him had withered.
Weldon is a former congressman from Florida. He served for 14 years. He, during that time, was a prominent anti-vaxxer, really casting questions on the efficacy of vaccines and whether or not it caused autism.
Thousands have been told to leave their homes in Southern California. CBS's Carter Evans says heavy rain could unleash destructive landslides.
It only takes rainfall rates of about a half an inch an hour to trigger mudslides and debris flows. It will be raining that hard through much of the morning.
Forecaster Kate Bilo says the storm system will be impacting other regions.
St. Louis, Missouri could get hit with devastating storms, and then that threat shifts down toward New Orleans and the Gulf Coast on Saturday before moving to the East Coast by Sunday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Hi,